Assalamu alaikum, friend. In just about a week, inshallah, I will begin my journey into my master's degree in marriage and family therapy. To say that I am nervous is an understatement, but that nervousness is closely followed by excitement. This has been a long-term dream, and now that it is within reach, I feel that I really need to turn to Allah for help and guidance. I have been intending to write my intention and place it above my desk to be constantly reminded of why I am doing this to begin with, as intentions constantly change unless they are checked. Inshallah, I hope to serve the Ummah and aid in uniting families. I will most likely send a photo of it when it is done in my Wednesday musings letters. Since this is a scary and a happy new journey, what better way to start it than by seeking Allah's blessings? I decided to open this up for you in case you would like to join me as well by creating this Salawat challenge. Would you like to join in? Let's do a quick Q&A. Question: what is this challenge? Answer: Salawat challenge is a means to challenge ourselves to send more blessings on the beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam than we usually do. Question: how many times should I send salawat? Answer: I want to leave this up to you so that you don't feel overwhelmed by a number that I've chosen for myself. Remember, however, that this is a challenge, so do more than you normally do. If you normally do 10 times a day, add 20 more to make this a challenge. If you do 1,000 salawat a day, make it 1,500. Choose a number that will push you out of your comfort zone for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Intentions are important. Question: how long will it last? Answer: this challenge will run for 7 days. For each day of the challenge, I will be sending all participants one hadith a day in the email as means of motivation and knowledge. We will begin Monday, February 1st, 2022, inshallah. Question: how do we keep ourselves accountable? Answer: upon signing up, you will receive an email with a PDF attachment. Print it out, paste it on a visible area, and add a check mark for each day of completion. Question: what happens when the challenge is over? Answer: email me a photo of your completed checklist. Don't worry, I'll remind you. And you will be added to win a £25 gift card to Cube Publishing. This challenge is not sponsored by anyone. What to say? If you have not memorized the ways to send salawat in Arabic, it is important for you to add this to your to-do list, and this challenge will help you accomplish that, inshallah. Here are some authentic ways of sending salawat that I collected the following information from a website. That website is linked in the blog post. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. O Allah, send prayers upon Muhammad and upon the family of Muhammad, as you send prayers upon the family of Ibrahim. And send blessings upon Muhammad and upon the family of Muhammad, as you sent blessings upon the family of Ibrahim. You are indeed worthy of praise, full of glory. Bukhari and Muslim. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. O Allah, send your salah, grace, honor, and mercy upon Muhammad and upon his wives and offsprings, as you sent your salah upon the family of Ibrahim, and send your blessings upon Muhammad and upon his wives and offsprings, as you sent your blessings upon the family of Ibrahim. You are indeed praiseworthy, most glorious. Bukhari and Muslim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. O Allah, we ask for your peace and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad. 32 Benefits of Salawat by Ibn al-Qayyim. Ibn al-Qayyim mentions the benefits of sending salawat upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his book, Jala'u al-Afgham fi fadl al-salati wassalam ala khayli al-anam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1. The compliance with the command of Allah, the Perfect and Most High, as shown in Ayah 65 of Surah Al-Ahzab. 2. Conformity with Him, He, the Perfect, in sending salat upon Him, even though the two forms of salat are different. So our salat upon Him is a supplication and a request, whereas the salat of Allah, Azza wa Jal, upon Him is extolling and ennobling. 3. Conformity with the angels in it. 4. Attaining 10 salawat, plural of salat, from Allah by the person who sends salat upon him once. 5. That he is raised by 10 levels. 6. That he has 10 good deeds written for him. 7. That 10 sins are erased from him. 8. That it is to be hoped that his supplication will be responded to if he precedes it with that, so it causes a supplication to ascend to the Lord of creation when prior to this it was suspended between the heavens and the earth. 9. It is a means to attain his intercession, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if it is accompanied by a request for a wasila, a singular station in paradise for him, or even if it is on its own. 10. It is a means of forgiveness of sins. 11. It is a cause for Allah to suffice the servant with regards to whatever concerns him. 12. It is a means for the person to gain nearness to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the day of resurrection. 13. It is a cause for the fulfillment of your needs. 14. It is a cause for Allah to send salat upon the person and for the salat of his angels upon him. 15. It is a cleansing, zakat, and purification for the person. 16. It is a cause for the Prophet ﷺ to respond to the one who sends salat and salam upon him. 17. It is a cause of good for the gathering and for its not becoming a source of regret for his people on the day of resurrection. 18. It repels from the person the description of being a miser if he sends salat upon him whenever he is mentioned, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 19. He becomes saved from being supplicated against that his nose should be cleaved in dust for abandoning it when he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was mentioned. 20. It puts his companion upon the path to paradise and it causes the one who abandons it to err with regard to it. 21. It saves from the stench of a gathering where Allah and His Messenger are not mentioned and where Allah the Most High is not praised and extolled and where salat is not sent upon His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 22. It is a means for the completion of the speech which was begun with the praise of Allah and salat upon His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 23. It takes the servant away from coarseness. 24. It is a cause of Allah, the Perfect, to bestow favorable praise upon the one who sends salat upon him, praising him to the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth. This is because the one who sends salat upon him is asking Allah to extol his messenger and to honor and ennoble him. So recompense conforms to the type of deed, so the one who sends salat must in turn receive some form of this. 25. It is a cause of blessing for the one who sends salat in his self, his deeds, and his life, and the means of his welfare. This is because the one who sends salat is supplicating to his Lord that he should bless him and his true followers, and this supplication will be answered, and recompense conforms to the deed. 26. It is a means for his attaining the mercy of Allah, since mercy is either the meaning of the salat, upon the saying of some, or it is otherwise something necessitated by it and required from it upon the correct saying. So the one who sends salat upon him must certainly receive mercy. 27. It is a means to perpetuate his love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to increase it and to multiply it, and that is one of the essential fundamentals of iman, which it will not be complete without. Since the more a servant mentions the one he loves and remembers him in his heart and remembers his fine qualities and those things which instill love of him, then his love of him will increase and yearning for him will grow, and this will overcome his whole heart. But if he turns away from mentioning him and from thinking of him and of his fine qualities in his heart, then love of him will be reduced in his heart. So there is nothing more pleasing to the one who loves than seeing the one whom he loves, and nothing gives greater pleasure to his heart than mentioning him and thinking of him and of his fine qualities. So when this becomes strong in his heart, then his tongue will praise and extol him. 28. That salat upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a cause of his loving that person. So because it is a cause for the one who sends salat upon him to increase in love of him, likewise it is a cause for him to love the one who sends salat upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 29. It is a means for the guidance of the person and for his heart to have life. 30. That sending Salat upon him fulfills the slightest part of his right. 31. That it comprises remembrance of Allah and thankfulness to him, and recognition of his favor upon his servants in sending him. So the one who sends Salat upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, includes in his Salat upon him remembrance of Allah and remembrance of his messenger. 32. That Salat upon him from the person is supplication, a dua, and the person's dua to his Lord. I hope you will join me in the Salawat Challenge, friend. See you there. Love, Samia.